Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, once again, many congratulations, because once again, you have tuned into the greatest pro wrestling podcast in the history of the world. My name, of course, is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas, and once again, making an appearance, a very, very special one. And of course, this is dedicated to the memory of his younger brother, Mr. Jeffrey Braverman, the finest minch in the history of Brooklyn, New York, Mark freaking Braverman. Mark, I know you're getting ready to get started, but I think that there's something that you'd like to get off your chest before we get started, sir.
Yes, there is. And first of all, I want to thank you for having me back 2 days in a row. We usually don't go back-to-back, but it just happens to be that special of a week. I want to apologize to my family, to my brother's in-laws, to my brother himself, and to all of our friends who watched WrestleMania 27 with us that night. My brother, I said yesterday in the show, that Jeffrey was there with us. My brother did not live to see WrestleMania 27. He passed away 3 weeks before WrestleMania 27. So I want to apologize to my brother, to my brother's memory, to his wife, Mary, to his in-laws, and especially my parents. What a terrible, terrible mistake I made. I even said that he was there watching it with us. I'm so sorry to everybody. I mean, my brother, rest in peace. He was there with us in our minds and our hearts, which is why I probably said that he was there. But I deeply apologize, and that mistake will never happen again. So, Alex, to you, to all of our fan base, I deeply apologize, and it hurt my heart when I realized the mistake that I made, and I'm so, so sorry.
Well, you're all forgiven, Mark. And you know what?
Thank you.
Your brother was there. He was there in spirit, so he was there. He was
there.
And you know what, Mark, you're only human, and, you know, you love your brother so much. I have a lot of respect, you know, for your brother as well. Again, every episode that you're on, it's dedicated to his memory. And you know what? And I'm sure that there's no doubt in my mind that he's a huge fan of this show. So, Mark,
thank you.
All is forgiven. You know, you're only a human being. We all make mistakes, but, you know, sometimes, you know, as our friend Ricky likes to say, stuff happens, man.
Well, I also want to apologize to you about the sunglasses. I'm getting over a migraine and the light that I have between coming in the window and in the room. It's bothering my eyes. I've been butt head, so I have to wear the sunglasses throughout the show.
You look great. I'll be honest, you look great with the sunglasses. You look great. I love the shirt, the Freddy versus Jason shirt, man. You look good, man. You look great. So
thank
I think, are we ready to go?
Love the hat and love the US 316 shirt, brother. So, yeah, let's – yeah.
I'm a proud Star Wars dork.
Yeah, me too. So let's do it.
All right. So now that we got that out of the way, well,
yes,
time to preview Elimination Chamber. You know,
yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe I should apologize about something, because you reminded me that it was coming up, because I actually had completely forgotten about the freaking annual Elimination Chamber. I think it's because they've been so mediocre to disappointing for so long that I've just, like, it's just been away from my mind. And I think this has happened to you. It's happened to our buddy Ricky. In our stature as wrestling fans, as the ones that we are, when there's shows that have been so disappointing for so long, they're just not on our minds. And we completely forget about them because we like to focus more on positive than negative.
Well, yeah, it's also, you know, you also have to remember they're more or less plugging WrestleMania 40 right now than they are their own pay-per-view. So if
exactly.
they're plugging the one to follow this, how are we supposed to concentrate on the Chamber, which is not even America, which is on the other side of the world in Australia?
I know. I think the first time since 2018 that they actually have a show in Australia.
That's correct. So how are we supposed to concentrate on the show coming up this week if you're plugging the show next month?
I don't even know if I'm going to watch this show if it's in Australia.
Well, that's the beauty of having the network. I'm talking about the time. Right, but no one's going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch Elimination Chamber, or let's say if you're in California, 2 o'clock in the morning, or in your case, I think it would be 4 a.m. In my case, 5 a.m. No one's going to get up that early. So what do? You wait for the replay and you fast forward through everything you don't want to watch, and that's the beauty of the network. That's what I do. I'll be honest with you. I don't watch the show unless it's one of the big four. I do not watch the show live. I fast forward everything. I don't want all the commercials and the ads and whatever the hell they're plugging. I fast forward through it all because I don't want to hear it. So a 5 hour show with me becomes 2.5 hours, like it does in the old days. It's easy. And I wish WWE would understand. No one wants to sit through a 6 hour show. But anyway, so let's do what we do.
I should mention at first that, you know, I think this particular show was originally going to feature a match between Brock Lesnar and Dirty Dom Mysterio.
Yes.
Obviously, it's been scrapped because Brock Lesnar's alleged involvement in the whole Vince McMahon sex trafficking scandal. From what I read, in the Royal Rumble, Brock Lesnar was originally supposed to be a participant, and he was going to be eliminated by Dominik, which would have set up the match.
Remember Pat McAfee was his replacement.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
They couldn't find somebody in time to replace him, so they just threw in Pat McAfee.
Yep. Calling an audible. But
that's what I would have called somebody from NXT, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, you know, that probably would have been a do, but sometimes, you know, well, sometimes you're in the situation, you just got to do something quick, and whether it goes wrong or bad, well, you had to do something. It's better than doing nothing.
Agreed.
Well,
I've got
the match card in front of me.
Let's go to work.
Well, I think, should we get this one done first, the Judgment Day versus the New Catch Republic?
Yeah, let's get that out of the way first. Let's be honest here. This is not going to be a knockdown drag-out affair. Great top 10, great tag team match of all time. I honestly have this kind of like a beating because we know what Finn Balor and Priest can do to these guys. I don't trust the other team with the life of me. So honestly, I think this is. We always say there's a popcorn match. This might be the popcorn match of the card. So I'm going to pick the Judgment Day in a beating.
Me too. I mean, honestly, if the Judgment Day were to lose the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship, more or less, it's got to happen at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I would think so. I can't find a tag team to beat them on the roster, but, you know, I would like to say that it's not going to be these two clowns.
Honestly, what if it was the New Day? What if the New Day beat him at WrestleMania?
I'm not exactly a fan of the New Day, but I wouldn't mind it.
The New Day versus the Judgment Day at WrestleMania. That's actually pretty cool.
Oh, that would be your typical WrestleMania match because you have two very talented tag teams. Although I'm more of a Kofi Kingston fan solo than I am in a tag match. I think as a group, I don't like the New Day solo. I happen to like Kofi Kingston a little bit better. But
really?
I think it's going to be an outstanding case. I think it's me. If that happens, it would be an outstanding match. But like I said, this match is just the Judgment Day against two clowns. So this is your popcorn match.
Well, it's sad because, you know, Pete Dunne. I mean, Pete Dunne, I've been following the guy's work for so long. I mean, the dude's got quite a resume in wrestling. I mean, during his time, I believe when he was in, he's been in WWE since 2017. And He was the United Kingdom champion. You know, so you know, the NXT UK stuff he did was tremendous. So, and of course, he was part of the Brawling Brutes. So, I am a fan of Pete Dunne, but we'll have to see how things go. But it's clear to me the Judgment Day wins because, again, they're not going to drop the belt prior to WrestleMania. If it's not, it's going to have to happen at WrestleMania. So, obviously, the Judgment Day is the overwhelming favorite.
You mentioned the UK title. Okay, that's not saying much. The UK title was a wasted title. Much like the 24/7 belt, no one gave a damn.
Well, I think the UK title was basically to try to kind of grow out, kind of increase the growth in the UK because, you know, having a fan base in the UK is vital. But I think the next match we should talk about is the women's world champion Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax.
The problem here is that you have a talented wrestler against someone who's very, very stiff. Now Rhea is as strong as an ox. She can wrestle. We've seen that before. I like Rhea Ripley. I think she's very talented. I know you do. She's a fantastic leader of the Judgment Day. She's a great women's champion, no question about it. She took the title and made something of it, just like her counterpart Seth Rollins did on Raw. But now we're talking about someone who just can't wrestle. Nia Jax does not impress me. I've never been a fan of her. We've covered this before about her. She's very unsafe. She's known to injure her opponents. She doesn't sell very well, and she doesn't protect very well. So, depending on who you like, I'm going to go with Rhea in this one because I can't see any belt changing hands this pay per view, honestly. But I got to go with Rhea rolling into WrestleMania. You can't sell Nia Jax as champion come Mania. It's just not going to work.
It doesn't even make sense. And if Rhea Ripley, again, you know, much like the Judgment Day, if Rhea Ripley is to drop the belt, it's going to be at WrestleMania. And if the Judgment Day lose their titles, and if Rhea Ripley loses the titles, I would imagine this would start the dissension of the Judgment Day.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing them drop. I think you're right, but the dissension Judgment Day, honestly, I think will come at WrestleMania. Okay. I don't think it's gonna come now.
Yeah.
They're walking in with two titles. They're walking out with two titles.
Yeah. So that's why Rhea Ripley is obviously the favorite. So now that takes us to the Women's World Championship match at WrestleMania 40, the Women's Elimination Chamber. First thing I say, well, it's great to have Raquel Rodriguez back.
Yes, it is.
Although I have to say, I predicted she would come back after WrestleMania, and my bigger prediction is I said that she's going to come back as a heel.
I thought she would come back. I thought like you, she'd come back at Mania or after Mania. I didn't think she'd come back this early, but you got to sell the pay-per-view, and she is a draw. But like you, I didn't expect her to come back face. I thought she'd come back heel also.
Yeah, I mean,
like several other characters did. So
it's good to see that she's doing good because back in January 2nd, she revealed to the world she was diagnosed with some sort of illness. I believe it's called the Cordis mast cell activation syndrome.
Yep. Which you don't want, which is very dangerous. By the way, I'm glad she's able. Yeah. I'm glad that she was able to. I don't think she fought it off, but I'm glad to see that she's able to, I guess, recover from it, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But it's good to see her back. I mean, it's good to see her back in action. Bless you. She's a very dangerous wrestler. She's talented. She can go. She knows every hold in the book, obviously. And this should be a very good Elimination Chamber match.
It is.
The array of talent in it is amazing.
It is, and this Elimination Chamber, Women's Elimination Chamber, it is highly stacked. And again, and speaking of Raquel Rodriguez, she made her return and she won a battle royal for the final spot.
Mm-hmm.
And So this one, it features The Man, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and Raquel Rodriguez.
What a lineup.
Obviously, in my case, if Raquel Rodriguez wanted it, it would be good because, you know, much, you know, like me, she is from the state of Texas. I do believe eventually, one way or the other, they're going to have no choice but to put the belt on Raquel Rodriguez. Right now, honestly, I think the two most realistic favorites have to be, you have to be Liv Morgan or Raquel Rodriguez.
I'm going to disagree with you on Rodriguez. I don't think they're going to give it to her because she just came back. Although it would be nice to see her go to WrestleMania and wrestle. And we're assuming Rhea Ripley because we know Rhea's beating Nia. But right now, Becky Lynch has become very popular. Her popularity is starting to get down a little bit. I'm going to agree with you on the Liv Morgan factor. I think that Liv will win it. Because right now, Liv Morgan is so hot. She's so white hot right now. It's unbelievable. And I think she's at her best right now. She was out for 6 months. Before those 6 months, she was a two-time tag team champion. She was the SmackDown heavyweight champion for the women, of course. I think that right now she's in her hottest period. And I think that that's what fans want. So I'm going to go with Liv Morgan to take. I'm saying Liv Morgan takes the chamber.
You know what? I think so, too. And not only that, and let's not forget, when she was written off of television because of her shoulder injury, they wrote her out with Rhea Ripley attacking her with a steel chair. So, yeah, it only makes sense. I mean, and you know, it seems that Cody's not the only one with a story to finish. So Liv Morgan, it makes sense. She wins it. She challenges Rhea Ripley, and she wins.
I think so, and I think that the fans want it that way. I know, like I said again, she's white hot, she's gorgeous, she can wrestle, and that's what you want. That's how you sell a pay per view.
And I'm gonna be honest, Liv Morgan is the most beautiful woman from New Jersey in history. It's time for Liv Morgan to have her fully legitimate main event run, especially at WrestleMania.
Absolutely. You know, before she got injured, as we said before, she was white hot. Before she was at her best period. Two-time tag team champion, SmackDown champion. Everybody loves her right now. She came back at the Rumble. The place went crazy. She's absolutely fantastically gorgeous. She's a hell of a wrestler, and that's what you want in WrestleMania. Think about it this way: at WrestleMania, we're gonna have not one but two of the most gorgeous women on the planet. On the post of WrestleMania, Bayley, who won the Royal Rumble, and Liv Morgan, who's going to win the Elimination Chamber at WrestleMania main eventing. You're not getting any better than that.
It doesn't.
So for the women's division, why not?
Why not? Exactly.
So you would have four talented wrestlers at WrestleMania, and all of them are beautiful. Io Sky, gorgeous. Bayley, gorgeous. Rhea's pretty. Liv Morgan, gorgeous. Four talented, beautiful women at WrestleMania on the poster. Hell yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
And now we get to the men's Elimination Chamber match. And the winner challenges Seth freaking Rollins.
Rollins, yep. All right, break it down. Tell us who's in this one, Alex.
Drew McIntyre. Randy Orton. Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul.
What a talent! What a talented card! What a talented match this should be.
Let me just say right off the bat, okay, I know for a fact that we're going to see Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania.
Yes, we are.
So that means neither of them are winning.
No, neither of them are going to win. No.
My favorite out of the blue. I mean. Everybody already knows, coming this week, if you've been listening to the show, everybody knows who my pick is, and that's Drew McIntyre.
And everybody knows who I'm going with. I'm going with Randy Orton, excuse me. I'm going to go with Randy Orton to win this thing. I think that he's the most talented, and again, you have to sell, you have to be able to sell the main event. Now, I'm not knocking Drew McIntyre. I think he's a very good performer. I think he has had main events before. But again, this is the premier pay-per-view, WrestleMania. So I'm going to go with Randy Orton.
Okay. LA Knight, I mean, fans are still just upset that WWE is just not pushing him properly. As far as Bobby Lashley goes, I mean, Bobby Lashley's still putting on great matches and everything, but as far as Bobby Lashley's status, what they have for him in the future, I just don't know. I don't know about Bobby Lashley at the moment.
Okay, Bobby Lashley's career started in the, if I remember correctly, in the early 2000s, if I remember correctly.
This is his second, he's in his second run with the company.
Yes, he is. But you haven't seen some. Bobby Lashley is where Terry Funk was and where some of the other 40-year-old, 45-year-old guys my age roles are, which is I'm going to have to make younger guys. We've had this conversation several times before. That's Bobby Lashley's role. I get into the ring and I have a good match and I make this guy and I work with this guy and I work with this guy and I make this guy better. So we have a future for podcasting shows like this, for Monday Night Raw, for SmackDown, for WrestleManias. That's Bobby Lashley's role right now. LA Knight, I don't think he's been around long enough to get such a big push. I don't think he's ready for that yet. So I know Randy's getting to the point of where it's, you know, 40, 45, but the man can still go. So I'm gonna say I'm going to pick Randy Orton, though, very close second with Drew McIntyre. It's gonna be one of those two.
I believe they may be the final two in this one.
They might be. And if it is, it'd be knockdown, drag out affair if they do it right.
Right. But I can't change my pick because again, I feel that because okay, let's be honest. This wouldn't be if CM Punk was not hurt and he would still be having the match with Rollins. Well, you know what? No. If CM Punk was not hurt, he'd be in this match. And he'd obviously be the one that would win.
Easily. So,
yeah. So at first I said to myself, I almost said, well, if CM Punk was not hurt, we wouldn't have this match. I'm like, no, what am I thinking? No, if CM Punk was not hurt, we'd still have the match, but he'd be in it, and obviously he would win, so he can challenge Seth Rollins. But now, because Drew McIntyre cut that promo on Punk saying, I prayed for this, and it happened, so I think, because again, Drew McIntyre deserves a chance to win the title in front of people because when he had his run 4 years ago, unfortunately, because of what happened, the world got scared and shut down that he won his title in front of, there was those screens and whatnot, but still. So obviously I'm still very, very hurt for Drew McIntyre because of, you know, his main event run had to go the way it did, but they got that wrong needs to be corrected. And they gotta give Drew McIntyre that shot. They really do.
I think it does need to be corrected, but I don't think this is the time right now.
Well, because as our friend Ricky said, he agrees with what I said, but he said, Alex, if they're gonna do it, he needs to be a babyface to do it.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you and Ricky on that one. He does need to be. He needs to be facing that heel, number one, and number two. More important, number two. I don't. Again, he's not really at that level yet. I mean, he's close, but I think Randy Orton will be the better choice because you have to sell it. So let me ask you this: do you think that they called an audible in the Royal Rumble? Do you think that Punk was supposed to win the Rumble, then Punk got hurt during the match, then they called an audible and said Cody takes it? Or do you think that they're just screwing, that they're just playing around with us? What do you think?
Either way, it could have happened. Like, could you imagine if CM Punk was the ones that the writers wanted to pick, but CM Punk said no, Cody needs to win it because it's, you know, this is Cody's time. And Mark, CM Punk really wants to set an example this time. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised because, again, it's been rumored that CM Punk called the audible. I mean, there's always lots of things that we hear as far as, you know, sports, you know, especially in wrestling, like these supposed rumors and whatnot. You know, again, we never really know what to believe, do we?
No, you don't. But the thing is, it has been as it was a fan theory going around that CM Punk called an audible when he got hurt during the match, and that's how Cody won. But I don't honestly believe it. I believe that Cody was written in to be the winner, and I think that CM Punk will get a shot down the road. I don't know, but I fully believe that that was the whole situation.
Well, if CM Punk called the audible because he got hurt, then you know what? I praise the guy.
Excuse me.
Because he knew that if he's hurt, he wins, and then he has to announce that he can't do it. That's just not the way to go. So if CM Punk called the audible after he got hurt and you knew he was hurt, great job, man. That's the way to do it.
I don't know if he called the audible or not, but I think that he got hurt during the match, so I don't know. But yeah. I will say this, though. I believe that Cody was penciled in to win it. You and I did pick one of the two of them to win it. We were right on that one. So I think in the Elimination Chamber match, though, I don't think there was no more called at the Rumble. I think Cody wins at the Elimination Chamber match. I'm going to say it's going to be Randy Orton to win it, and then he challenges Seth Rollins.
Okay. All right. That's a good pick on your end, but I'm going to stick to Drew McIntyre. But either way, I'm excited about this match, too.
I think this could be one of the best ones they ever had. But I want to say something else. I understand why we have to have the pants down for the girls, because you don't want them landing on hard steel like that. I mean, we had it when Bayley and Sasha, I actually said the names right this time, won the Elimination Chamber match when they won the women's first ever tag titles, that they did not have the safety mats down during the Elimination Chamber. But I honestly believe that the women have been asking for it, because that hurts. Landing on steel is not easy. I mean, I know it's not real steel, obviously, but landing on something like that would hurt, so that's why they put the safety mats down. But don't do it for the men.
Well, one of the I think in that Elimination Chamber when Bayley and Sasha won, I think one of the talents actually suffered a back or a shoulder injury.
Yes.
I forget which one it was. It may have been Mandy Rose, but I'm not sure.
I think it was Mandy, as a matter of fact. So.
But you know, either way, whoever it was, they finished their part. So.
And all credit to anybody. I mean, Triple H crushed his larynx in the first one by an accident from RVD. If you remember, when RVD did the frog splash, he landed completely wrong. And Triple H, being the professional that the constant professional that he is, he finished the match. So hats off to anybody who can finish the match engine and does it. So, but I understand the safety match for the girls, but for the men, not so much.
Right. I mean, yeah. So honestly, you know, we've kind of gone through, I mean, it's just interesting. It's a 4-card match, but then again, I mean, maybe something could be added, but I think for the most part, I mean, this is the card.
This is the whole card. I think we're looking at a very good pay-per-view here.
Yeah, we are. And unfortunately, as far as why watching it out, well, keep in mind, I do have to work. So I can't get up at 5 a.m. and
well,
watch 4
a.m.
it. So.
4 a.m. for you, 5 for me.
Yeah, 4 a.m. for me, yeah. So, you know, honestly, and where I'm at right now with my work, yeah, I need my sleep. So I'll probably just watch it after I get home.
Look, I'm retired. I don't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning anymore. I mean, I used to when I was working for the VA, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to work. I'm not setting my alarm to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch this pay-per-view live. That's just sick. So whatever time you wake up in the morning, West Coast, East Coast, Midwest like you, just put it on 10, 9, whatever hell the show ends, and watch it and fast forward through the quirky nonsense that they're going to give us. And then you can enjoy the pay-per-view over your breakfast or over your lunch or whatever the hell you want to eat it. Whatever the hell you want to watch it. And whatever the hell you're going to do. I mean, that's what I would do. I'm not getting up at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning to watch a wrestling pay-per-view. Hockey? Maybe. Maybe hockey.
But, yeah, I feel like for pro wrestling, you don't get up to watch that in the morning. You're supposed to watch that in the evening or the afternoon.
Right, and my brother will tell you, my brother when he was alive, I remember the Mets are playing in Japan. He woke up at 4:30 in the morning to watch the game, and he regretted it because I come out to go to work 2 hours later, and where's my brother? Dead to the world on the couch. So, lesson learned. Tape the game. Same thing here. We have the network now, so watch the replay. It's easier anyway.
Exactly.
So, I guess that will do it for this one, huh?
Yeah, it will. And I should apologize to you and everybody because we had some technical difficulties. Unfortunately, my Wi-Fi cut out twice. And I had to do the final part. I had to do it through my phone. And hopefully it looks good on the screen. I'll figure it out. But so, again, I apologize for the technical difficulties.
Not a problem.
And thank you. And a reminder that Ringside Chaos is available anywhere you get your podcasts. So what I need you to do, what Mark and I need you to do, is hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, because we want to be sure that you won't be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Mark, thank you again for coming on. Can't wait to have you back on again soon, sir.
Me neither. Again, and again, like I said, we can give the show to my family, to my family, to my brother, to my brother-in-law's family, especially my parents, and to my brother, and to my brother's wife. I am so terribly sorry about that horrible mistake that I made, and it won't happen again. I promise. That was just me being out of my head.
Well, you did say you had a migraine, so.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but anyway, thank you again, Mark. Thank you again, everybody, and we'll see y'all next time.
See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.